Now let's turn to our correspondent in Libya, who's been inspecting the damage inflicted by war in the western city of Misrata. There were bloody battles in that city as forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi fought to dislodge local rebels. Some streets remain scenes of devastation. But as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, the people of Misrata are emerging from the ashes.
Atiya Salhuriati, a tall, bearded young fighter, stands in the middle of Tripoli Street, Misrata's main boulevard, and points to a row of shattered buildings. This, he says, is where the fighting began. The battle for Misrata surged back and forth for months, from the outbreak of the revolution in mid-February until rebels finally claimed full control of the city in mid-May. Even then, the rebels had to fight through much of the summer to hold what they had gained as pro-Gaddafi forces kept up a bombardment from the outskirts of the city. Everywhere I look, I see buildings that have been blasted and burned by the fighting. Huge holes torn in the concrete sides of buildings, windows blasted out, walls pockmarked with heavy machine gun fire. Across the street, some local men have set up an outdoor museum of the munitions that were used against them. Abdullah Shinabe leads the way through a collection of deadly hardware set out in rows according to type, ranging from rocket-propelled grenades to artillery rounds. Like a museum curator, he nudges parts of the display into order as he walks along. Volunteers keep adding new pieces to a wooden box piled with empty machine gun cartridges. Shinabe shoos away some boys who've climbed a low fence around the display.
There's such material there, still loaded, eh? Not exploded yet. So it's risky.
Shinabe says most of the armaments were found in the neighboring buildings. The fighting hit Tripoli Street like a tornado, with the same inexplicable pattern that leaves some shops almost intact, while the ones on either side are blasted. After dusk, the intact shops show up as rectangles of light in the dark facades. A shoe store, an internet cafe, even restaurants.
In such night, you will find a lot of people who are standing in line waiting for their meals. You will find the shops are opening. This is something incredible.
28-year-old Mohammed Al-Karami stands outside a chicken takeout shop with a crowd of young men. He's a dentist, but he says he's been a fighter since the start of the revolution. Karami says Tripoli Street was hell on earth, but that people started cleaning it as soon as the fighting was over. The cleanest place on this block may be Hatham Ewaidat's stationery store, stacked with supplies for the schools that are reopening this week. He says he wanted to open as quickly as he could to honor the fighters who won his city's freedom. Ewaidat says the storefront was hit by shrapnel, and he holds up a new briefcase with a neat hole near the top. He shows the chunk of mortar shell that punched the hole, then lodged in his wall. He says he plans to keep the briefcase on display as a sign of what the people here suffered.
I think Misrata have gave the whole world an example of what's mean the courage and the determination never to give up. So I believe Misrata is a very special case.
Mohammed Al-Karami says he hopes the heart of his city will return to Tripoli Street in the coming months. That, he says, is what he fought for. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.